Okay, Vary, say cheese.
Cheese. Not very convincing, is it?
No, not very happy. Well, perhaps it's a bit late now, but apparently looking at your smile from childhood photos can give you a clue into your future happiness. Scientists from DePauw University in Indiana have studied this with some remarkable results. Well, Matt Hertenstein is Associate Professor of Psychology there and joins us now. Matt, exactly what have you found?
Well, basically, we looked at photographs taken in college yearbooks when people were in college and coded the degree to which they smiled. And then we also asked those people about their relationships and whether they had gotten divorced or not at some point in their life. So we looked at those folks, and we found that if you were in the top 10% of biggest smilers, so the people, the really bright smilers, your chances of divorce was 5 times less likely than those in the bottom 10%.
Does it just
of smilers? And we also did another study too that I could tell you about.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is it just college students, or does it go back further than that?
Well, we collected another sample of people in the town that the university is situated in, of people over 65 years old, and we asked them to submit pictures of themselves between the ages of 5 and 22, and we found out the average age at which the photos were taken was 10 years old. And just from those photos, again, average age, 10 years old, the people who smiled least were significantly more likely to divorce at some point in their life compared to those who smiled the most.
I suppose maybe if you're happy as a child, you become a happy adult and you're more likely to attract happy people. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's one possible explanation. I mean, our study doesn't show that the smiling causes any of this. It's just a correlation. But it does predict it pretty well, and that's one explanation, right? You could attract more people or happier people. You may not attract happier people. Maybe you just have a happier disposition and you're able to tolerate that.
That's great. That's Matt Hertenstein from the DePauw University. Many thanks.